A man who allegedly drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white supremacist rally in the U.S. state of Virginia has been charged with second-degree murder. Police in Charlottesville identified the suspect as 20-year-old James Alex Fields Jr. from Ohio. A 32-year-old woman was killed as she was crossing the street when a car struck the crowd. 19 others were injured. The scene turned violent as white supremacists, protesting plans to remove the statue of a Confederate general, clashed with counter-protesters. One of those injured, Sam Becker, says he'd never seen anything like it.
People started flying in front of me. They were hit by a car. And then I was soon hit afterward, hit in the legs. I came to on the sidewalk and soon found by a medic.
United States officials have opened a civil rights investigation into the circumstances of the deadly car attack. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says U.S. Attorney Rick Mountcastle has begun the investigation and will have the full support of the Justice Department. Mr. Sessions says the violence in Charlottesville strikes at the heart of American law and justice. President Donald Trump has condemned the violence, but his remarks drew criticism from some for being generic and insufficient. The president says he condemns the egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence, but fell short of naming white supremacists.
It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
Officials in Virginia have lashed out at what they called premeditated violence. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe hit out at the perpetrators.
And I have a message to all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. Our message is plain and simple. Go home. You are not wanted in this great commonwealth. Shame on you. You pretend that you're patriots, but you are anything but a patriot.
Governor McAuliffe says America is a melting pot and that the white supremacists have no greater claim over the country than any other American.
I remind you all that we are a nation of immigrants. Unless you're Native American, the first ships that came to Jamestown, Virginia in 1607, and since that time, many people have come to our great country to unite us. Our diversity, that mosaic tile of immigrants, is what makes us so special. And we will not let anybody come here and destroy it.
Charlottesville Mayor Michael Signa agrees, saying America must emerge united.
This tide of hatred and of intolerance and of bigotry that has come to us and that has marched down with torches the lawn of one of the founders of democracy, it is brought here by outsiders and it's brought here by people who belong in the trash heap of history with these ideas.
Dozens of people gathered for an impromptu vigil in Charlottesville for the victims, placing flowers and candles at the scene.